Page 41. Chapter 9. The monster continued.
After a time, I realized that although there were similarities between me and human beings, there was one big difference. I was dependent on nobody and had no relatives. Nobody would miss me when I was gone. I was ugly to look at and very big. What did this mean? Who was I? What was I? Where did I come from? But as I could now read, I looked at some papers of yours which I had kept. They were the 4 months of your journal before my creation. You described everything in detail. It showed your horror at what you were doing. I felt sicker and sicker as I read it. I wondered why you had created a monster so horrible that even you turned away in disgust. But my neighbors were so good that I wanted to be their friend, to take part in their happiness. I had seen that they never turned away poor people who stopped at their door, and felt they would not turn me away in horror. I thought of how I could introduce myself to them. I decided it would be best to enter the cottage when the blind old man was alone. I knew that my hideous appearance was the main cause of people's horror. I felt that if I could get the old man on my side, the younger neighbors might tolerate me. Then, one sunny winter's afternoon, Safi, Agatha, and Felix went for a long country walk, and I took my chance. I knocked at the cottage door. "Who is there?" asked the old man. "Come in." I entered. "Excuse me," I said. "I am a traveller in need of rest. Could I sit by your fire for a few minutes?" "Come in," said the old man. "I am blind and my children are away from home, so I cannot find food for you. Are you French?" "No," I replied, "but I was educated by a French family. I now want to get protection from some friends whom I love and whom I hope will help me. But they have never seen me, and I am afraid, because if I cannot make friends with them, I will be alone in the world forever." "That is very sad," he answered. "If you tell me your story, perhaps I can help." "Thank you," I said happily. "I accept your generous offer. I hope that with your help, they will not send me away. May I know the names of these friends and where they live?" he asked. I took his hand and said, "You and your family are these friends. Do not leave me to suffer alone."
"Great God!" exclaimed the old man. "Who are you?"
At that moment, the cottage door opened and Felix, Safi, and Agatha entered. It is impossible to describe their horror on seeing me. Agatha fainted. Safi rushed out of the cottage, and Felix jumped forward and pulled his father from me, pushing me to the ground and hitting me violently with a stick. My heart sank, and I felt sick. I was filled with pain and worry. I left the cottage and managed to get back into my home without being seen.
Oh, my damned creator! I was in such misery!
When night came, I went out into the woods, wandering and howling. There was nobody who would feel pity for me or help me. I declared war against human beings, and more than all against my creator, who had sent me out to face this terrible misery. After dark, I went back to my home. Later, Felix appeared with another man, and I listened to their conversation. "Do you realize that you will have to pay 3 months' rent and lose the produce of your garden?" asked the man. We can never live in your cottage again after the events I described to you, said Felix. Please, take back your cottage and let me leave this place as quickly as possible. I never saw the family again. My only link to the world had gone. Feelings of revenge and hatred filled me. First, I destroyed everything in the garden, and then I set fire to the cottage. I decided to look for you next. You were the only one who I could ask for pity. I knew from your journal that you lived in Geneva, but how could I find the way? The sun was my only guide, as I could not ask directions from any humans. My travels were long, and I suffered greatly. It was late autumn when I started out, travelling only at night to avoid meeting anyone. It rained and snowed, great rivers became frozen, and the earth was cold and bare. By early spring, I reached Switzerland. One day, I was travelling through a forest. I did not hide and rest as usual, because it was so beautiful, and I felt happy. I came to a deep, fast river when I heard voices, so I ran behind a tree. A little girl ran along laughing, but slipped and fell into the river. I climbed down with great difficulty to save her. She was unconscious, and I was trying to help her when the man who had been with her appeared. He rushed up and grabbed the girl from me and ran off. I followed him without knowing why, but he turned round and shot me. That was my reward. I had saved a human life, and now I was in pain. I decided to hate all humans and to get revenge whenever I could. After several weeks in the wood, the wound in my shoulder healed. Then I travelled on towards Geneva and hid in the fields nearby to decide what I should do to you. While I was there, I was disturbed by the arrival of a beautiful child. I suddenly thought that he was innocent and would not be afraid of me. If I took him, I could educate him as my friend, and I would not be so lonely in the world. So I caught the boy as he passed. As soon as he saw me, he screamed and covered his eyes. I removed his hand from his face. I do not want to hurt you, I said. Listen to me. Let me go, he cried. You're an ugly monster. You want to eat me. Let me go, or I'll tell my father. You will never see your father again, I said. You must come with me. Let me go, he screamed. My father is important. He's Mr. Frankenstein. He will punish you. Frankenstein, I shouted. You belong to my enemy. Then you'll be my first victim. I put my hands around his neck, and in a moment he lay dead at my feet. As I looked at him, I felt a kind of victory. I knew this death would bring despair to my enemy. Then I noticed he wore a necklace with a picture of a beautiful woman, and I took it. I then looked for somewhere to hide and entered a barn, but was surprised to find a young woman sleeping there. I looked at her and thought that no woman would ever love me. People can think that she is guilty for the murder of the boy, and she can be punished. So I dropped the necklace with the picture into her pocket. I stayed around that area, but eventually I wandered towards these mountains, where I have remained ever since. I am alone and miserable. Humans will have nothing to do with me, but a female as deformed and horrible as myself would not refuse me. My companion must be of the same species as myself. You must create this being. He finished talking and stared at me. I only felt my anger at William's death. "I refuse," I said. "Why should I create another creature for you both to do terrible things in the world? Go away."
"You are wrong," he replied. "I am evil because I am miserable. Everyone hates me, so why should I pity them when they do not pity me? And if I cannot make people love me, then I will make them fear me, and my revenge will mainly be aimed at you. Be careful, or I will destroy you."
I thought about what he had said, and realized that maybe if he was happy, he would not create problems for others again. "If I agree," I said, "swear that you will leave Europe forever as soon as I give you a female to go with you."
"I swear," he cried. "If you agree, you will never see me again. Now go and start your work. I'll watch your progress carefully, and when you are ready, I will appear."
He left and descended the mountain very quickly. I returned immediately to Geneva. I felt very unhappy about the whole situation before me and could find almost no happiness when I saw my family again. To save them, I had to perform this awful task.